What we have with us is Thor with a medium-sized hammer. And we're talking today.
At least it's getting bigger.
Just keep rubbing the hammer, dude. What we're discussing today is, should you buy a stock that's at an all-time high? So, Thor, what do you think?
Yeah, it's going to go higher.
I think that's exactly the right answer. If it's going to go higher, and you have no idea if it's going to go higher. But to me, the fact that it's at an all-time high means absolutely nothing. The way I invest, and I think people invest differently, I invest based on momentum. Some people invest because they think of valuation. I have never once looked at valuation. I would argue that I'm probably wrong in the way I'd invest, but it's worked for me. I look at a stock that I go, you know what? I think that the concept they're selling is amazing. And I think the story they're selling is amazing. I follow this space. I know this space. It's going to do well. And then I don't actually care whether it's an all-time high or not. Mm. I just go, what does the future look like for the stock? Because wherever it is, they're probably going to do better because I think they have much more of a runway. You said something to me, Thor, a few minutes ago where you said, yeah, you should buy things at an all-time high if it's only $5. And I would say that's completely the wrong play because the value of the stock simply is the value of the company divided by the number of shares. So if it's a $5 stock, it just means that you have more shares. So the value of the cost doesn't matter to me. I don't mind investing into a Berkshire Hathaway at $100,000 a share. I think it's like $250,000, $300,000 a share, whatever it is at right now. I haven't looked into it. But the point is it's just there are fewer shares. And you can buy fractions of shares. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I would say you got to look at the runway. And whether or not it is at an all-time high is irrelevant for my purposes. What is your take?
I personally think this is a shitty topic because I pay other people to invest my money because the minute I buy a stock, it goes down. So I don't do diligence. I hate doing diligence. I hate looking into financials. I hate digging up on companies. So I pay other people to make sure that I don't lose all my fucking money.
I invest all on my own. I do not pay other people to invest my money because yeah, I can do
and
better.
I asked you to take my money and I put it behind yours like at the casino, but you will not do it.
I refuse to take other people's money because if it goes down, I know people where this has happened. When it goes down, they blame you. When it goes up, they had a great idea. I have no, like, there's nothing I gain from this situation. I would much rather not have your money. I'll tell you what I'm investing in, but here's the big difference. Me and another friend did this stock club where I would tell him what I'm investing in. He and I would invest the exact same time. He would then exit within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 months. And he's like, oh, I should have stayed in. Or it went down and you suck. You chose the wrong stock. I just stayed in for years. And he's like, oh, I should have stayed in. Do you know who actually, when they looked at the returns of like groups of individuals, do you know who actually has the best returns? What do you think?
Best in the S&P for since the dawn of time. I don't know. Not me. How about that? Not me.
Actually, the answer is people who are dead because they don't sell. So that's the key. The key is being long term. They asked Warren Buffett, like, what does he think about active buying and selling? He's like, then I'd have to look at the quote specifically. But essentially, he said, I would have made far more money if I never sold anything, just stayed in. So yeah, you know what? Maybe Warren just says stuff and does differently. Like right now, he's exiting a Walmart position. He's exiting an Apple position. But overall, I'm just staying in and letting it ride. So again, going back to the question of should you invest in shares at an all-time high? I don't think it's as simple as that. Your point, Thor, was invest into the S&P 500. The S&P at some point is very routinely going to be at an all-time high, and then it exceeds that. That's how inflation works. That's how the stock market works. There's nothing wrong with being at an all-time high. To me, that is not indicative of whether it's maxed out in value, which I think is what people are really asking with, is it an all-time high? Just to be clear, we're not giving legal, financial, clinical, or engineering advice. So don't come here listening for that.
We are giving construction advice because I have a hammer.
It's a very small hammer. It does not matter. Scheme construction. Okay. Anything else you want to add to that?
No. I think that you probably have more sort of experience with this than I do. And yeah, I look at it and I yell at my people all the time. I'm like, why aren't you just like in and out of shit? Like, it was up today. Why didn't you sell it all before it went down and then buy back in tomorrow when it's going to be down and then sell when it's up?
That's called hindsight. No one freaking knows. What if he would have sold it, and then it would have shot up tomorrow morning.
Well, he should fucking figure that shit out.
If he could have, he wouldn't be working for you. You'd be working for him. One of my favorite lines is, if you invest in the stock market, like the S&P 500 or the like, it's like walking up a slope while playing with a yo-yo. It's going up and down, but overall, you're still going upwards.
I like that.
Yeah. So don't keep exiting positions.
Is it hard to yo-yo while you're going up the hill, though?
Why would it be hard to yo-yo? See, that kind of thinking is what's holding you back.
I'm just wondering, like, can you walk and up the hill, like, doing that?
You don't have to physically be going at a strong 45-degree incline the whole time. And even then, that'd be fine.
Okay.
You could be going at just a 1% incline.
All right, I guess you could yo-yo at 1%, definitely.
There you go. Okay, thank you. Okay, come back and we'll tell you some more. And on that note, stay tuned for the next conversation of I'm Rich, Now What?